You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Even though we can't go to the ballet in person right now, there is a way to watch a live performance this Sunday if you happen to be in Sun Valley. Joining us live today to fill us in on this unique opportunity are Kelly Quinlan, Executive Director for Ballet Sun Valley, and Peter Bull, Pacific Northwest Ballet Artistic Director. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great to be here. So
Kelly, tell us about this special performance that will be happening.
Well, we have a performance happening this Sunday, August 23rd at 7 p.m. Mountain. We're so pleased to be presenting Pacific Northwest Ballet. This year, the performance will look a little different as we will be offering a streaming product. People will be able to stream the performance to their homes. And we will also be offering socially distanced seating on the Sun Valley Pavilion lawn.
So Peter, your company had to close down mid-season in March. So this is the first time your dancers will be back on the stage. I'm curious about how they are feeling about this, how all of you are feeling about this.
Yeah, I think what we're feeling here in Seattle is that we very much wish we were in Sun Valley, but unfortunately that's not an option. So we're doing the next best thing, but to have dancers back in the studio, we have our musicians playing live for some of the excerpts that we're filming for Sun Valley. To be honest, dancers talked about how they literally wanted to cry when they heard the musicians that they're paired with throughout the year playing down the hall to the music that they would later dance to. And it's been inspiring to bring dance back. It's something that we feel we've needed over these past couple of months, and we haven't been able to participate in or to offer to others. And for these performances, we're filming over the next couple of days, and dance will happen with a brief multi-hundred mile separation. But I think there's also going to be a beautiful connection between us and between our audiences in Sun Valley.
What has it been like for you to be able to create again? Because everything was put on pause 5 months ago.
Yeah, the stop was really abrupt. And, you know, as with the entire world, we hoped it was several weeks. And then it started to sink in that this was a new normal. We've been very cautious bringing people back. But dancers are dancers. Their identity is wrapped up in dancing and creating. So when you put them in a studio apartment and put all those confines in of the pets and the vases and the kitchen counters, they're hardly dancers anymore. And so you're seeing right. these identities return. And that is great to see.
And Kelly, why is it so important to have the show go on, right? I mean, it'll be a bit different, but it's still going to happen.
You know, I think the arts and in particular dance offer such an uplifting experience to the community and to dance lovers. And this was just something we felt we needed to explore and find a new way forward. You know, as Peter said, this was an abrupt change. Our original plans were to be holding a traditional type festival like we have in the past. And Pacific Northwest Ballet was creative, flexible, and totally committed to bringing dance to the Sun Valley audience. The Sun Valley audience loves the outdoors, but they love arts and culture. And we feel honored to be a part of the tradition in Sun Valley of rich cultural summer offerings. And we just felt we needed to find the best way forward. And I think we've done that.
So you briefly mentioned, that it'll socially distance on the Pavilion Lawn in Sun Valley, which, by the way, is a beautiful space. But if you don't want to venture out, Kelly, how will it work for folks who are at home?
People can stream directly to home. They can go to our website, balletsunvalley.org, and they will find a link there where they can register to stream. And when they register, I should also mention that our lead sponsor is Viking Cruises. And Viking has generously donated 3 European river cruises. And once people register to stream this incredible performance, they'll also have a chance to enter to win a cruise.
So do you have to be in Sun Valley to watch this? Or if you're outside of the area, can you still stream it?
You know, you can be outside of the area, although I should emphasize Peter curated this performance for the Sun Valley audience. The audience loves both the classics and contemporary work, so I think Peter can speak more to that, but you can definitely stream from outside the area, but this was created with our Sun Valley audience in mind.
Well, Peter, I have to say, though, I think that everyone is you know, truly dying to have arts back in their life. So just knowing that there's that opportunity, you know, what's that like for you to know that, I mean, we've all been wanting to see live performances again.
Yeah, and I think the experience that we're going to offer is going to come very close. We have individual dancers introducing each work. Sometimes the choreographers are talking. I mean, you do gain an intimacy through mm-hmm. Zoom and through these filmings. So we're trying to accentuate that. We will have, we're filming this week several of the smaller excerpts, some of the solos, some of the duets, some quite spectacular excerpts. But we're also going to include our little excerpts from our full-length Don Quixote and from the Diamonds, which involves 34 dancers. So I think it's going to show a very good array. There should be moments when audiences feel they can laugh, moments when they'll sigh, moments when they'll have an opportunity to reflect. And I think it will be very fulfilling for audiences in Sun Valley.
Well, and just to have that opportunity, right, to be able to experience the arts, whether you are the artist or an observer. Any thoughts on doing more events like this, Kelly?
Well, we certainly hope we're all able to be back together in person right. next year. But, you know, I have to say Pacific Northwest Ballet has been so creative and flexible and an incredible partner to work with to create this opportunity for our audience.
Well, I want to thank both of you for taking some time out of your day to talk to us. Again, this performance will be on Sunday, August 23rd. You can stream it. Just go to Ballet Sun Valley's website and get all of that information, or at the Sun Valley Pavilion, socially distanced, being able to watch it on a screen there. Thank you both. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have been talking with Kelly Quinlan, Executive Director for Ballet Sun Valley, and Peter Bull, Pacific Northwest Ballet Artistic Director. And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. It is Tuesday. Ooh, it is hot out there, but I hope you can find a little bit of joy in your day. And of course, we'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a really good rest of your day.